The thought to say, Sakatat HaMinach, Chatis. Samura answers no. Samura answers, Chura Dizakash Anula. Samura says no. Again, from this mission alone, I would not know Ula's din. He goes, oh, without Ula, I would have thought to say like this. Sakatat HaMinach, I would have thought to say, I would have Gimel here. That Sakatat HaMinach, I would have thought to say, Chatis, Hoylul Kapora Kasia, Lebedil Minom. A chatis, even though it's dying, but since the chatis is so important to people, it comes for a kapora for you, for chet you did, you don't stay away from it. So therefore the Rabbanah had to make a gzeira to make an issamili run even after it's mace. But other kochim, but our kochim, other kochim, shemesu, hoyo v'lav l'kapora kosi, yadik is not for kapora, a korban oilo, mainly b'dilu, but people do stay away from it. For less than the Rabbanah does not have to make an issamili. Kamashmon, even so, still the Rabbanah made an issamili. That's the chiddush of Ula, so the kids, so we need Ula's chiddush. All right, we'll stop here.
Wait till the end of the tape and then turn over on the other side. We'll do the next blot. So therefore, even though the chatis shemesa, the chatis died, still people do not stay away from it. So therefore, I would understand why the Rabbanim had to make an istamilum with the Rabbanim to stay away from it. But I still need Ula's alochim, because I would have thought to say, I have a kodeshim, that by regular kodeshim, since regular kachim looks like an oila, does not come without for a kapor, comes for a burin, for a present. So I would have thought to say that bedilim in hain, that now that the kachim died, for sure people stay away from it. And the last bull mila, maybe with rabbanan, you do not have to put an istamila on it. Anyway, people will not go to have a norm from the kachim shemes. Now this kamash milan, that's why still I need ulis to teach me nom. There's a silu chiddush here, but a regular kachim shemesu. There's also the lachut that you still have an yisamila, even after me seeing the sadaim it's a kachi Hashem. There's no milam with the rice of the chiddush is, but the rabbanim though there's still an yisamila. Now the gemara is the question: v'chat is shemesu mi yis ba milu? Is it true what we're saying that a korban chatas when it's mace, even after it's mace, still there's an yisamila on it? You can't have enough from it. But the rabbanim v'yotnan learned like this: chatoyis hamesis. Those are the five special halachos by korban chatis. That's meisa. The five chatos is nishchapur b'aylom, or avdav nishchapur b'yacham, or avashnosai, or tamuras chatis, vlad chatis. The five chatos that the halachos is supposed to be meisa. So it says over there, or else umoyes halachos diyam melech. In the case we have money also, the din is not to have enough from it, so it has to go liyam melech umoyes of hegdish. So look what it says, Leinen and Veloy Merlin, that you're not allowed to have enough from these things mid Rabbanim, but Veloy Merlin there's not even an Issamila mid Rabbanim. Says Mash McCrilly, even by a chatis Shemes, there's no Issamila, not even mid Rabbanim. So the Kash in the Mishnah before we were Medayik, that it says that by the chatis, but it's Mesa, it says, Kibun Shnema by Koshumor, there is an Issamila. So we're to steer in the Mishnah Issin. But after a chatis, a korban chatis is meisam, is there an issamila or not with the rabbanim? So Mor says yes, I'm going to tell you like this. Chatis hameisais, these five special chatois, the din is even when they're alive, a chatis shemeisa baleam, or shenishchapa baleam, the din is you have to let the animal die. If so, since mechayim, the din is it has to die, the svar is bedilim adoin, people stay away from it. And therefore, there's no reason why the rabbanim have to make an istamila after its mace. But lafuki comes to exclude heichod de mechayim leibedilaminei, a regular korban chatis that when it was alive, people thought about it and they wanted to have the kapora from it, so they did not stay away from it. So now, even after its mace, there's a swear to say that the rabbanim made an istamila. So if it's not a steer in the two Mishnayos, a regular chatis shemesa, the din is it has a nisamila on it. Only these chamish chatoyos shemesos, here there's a special halacha that it does not need, since it's lemisa's law, it does not have to have a nisamila, even with the rabbanon. Now the more is the question, Eisvei Rabbi Yosef l'Rabbam. Rabbi Yosef is the kasha to Rab. Again, Rabbi was the one that said that now Mishnah, Tipsun of now Mishnah, where the Shechita or the Kabbalah was done with Dorim, the locher is a molu yerdu. That even with the Yevi, if the boss was put on top of the Mizbeach, the din is yerdu. So Rabbi Yosef was the one that said no, imolu lo yerdu. So Rabbi Yosef is the question now back to Rabbi. Choda migu choda, V'chodu migu chode. He asked a question from one Mishnah to another Mishnah, and another Mishnah from another Mishnah. Like we'll soon see, if learning all these three Mishnayisim, then we'll have a kasha on Rabbah. What's the pshat? Like this. It says in the Mishnah Zvachim, it says, V'chulan ein mitamim begodim abeis abliyah, u'mayilam behem. And all these psulim that we'll soon talk about, that means in the case, let's say, we have a chatesayif, that its zrik is supposed to be done on lamata from the chutasikra, on the bottom here of the mizbeach. And instead, let's say you made the zrik on the top here for the mizbeach, or by a chatis, or a oila saif. On the oila saif is the opposite way around. The zrik is supposed to be on the top part of the mizbeach, so let's say you put it on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So lamais, or the oilis, or the chatis is possible. But still it says, even though you made a malikum, ein metamim begodim abeis abliyam, if you eat it, you did not metam yourself abeis abliyam. The loch is by an oif, shemeis, and the veil of an oif, it has no tum if you touch it, but when you eat a kezayis of it, when you swallow it down, the beis abliyam, it's metam you. See, if you eat from this kach, from this oifis, even though the oifis absulim, for the mice you made a malika on a korbin, it's yotzimidei nevela, it's not called a nevela, it has no tumas nevela on it. And who adinu meilim them? If you have anof from these birds, even after you made the zrika in the wrong place at the puzzle, still it has a nisimila. Mila still applies. Chutz excluding, meichate soif, shosulamata. You would take a regular chata seif and you do it mamish kimitzvasa the way you're supposed to. That you make the zrika lamata, the way you're supposed to make the malika the way you're supposed to, and you do it the shem chatis. So then the pshat is, since it's chale heter now that the kahanim are allowed to eat from the basar of this ola seif, they can eat from the meat of it, therefore it's yotzimidei mila, there's no isamila. Once the kohen is allowed to eat from it, so pshit, there's no more isamila on it. Now, Oktoni Elavai, we learned about this, that kol the pshat is that kol shehoi yipsul levakodesh ein matana begodim abeis abliyam. Any time the psul happened in the Beis Hamikdash, we'll soon see what that means, any psul of a korban that first takes place in the Beis Hamikdash, so then, even though the korban is posel, but still ein matana begodim abeis abliyam. Although, even though the oif is possible, for the mice you made a malika, and the malika is yotzimadei nevela, it's not called like a bird died by itself, but died through a malika, therefore the heksha to oif that has the tumas nevela. But the choshler hoi psul levakodesh, any time the psul was not in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather the psul happened before, we'll soon see what the case is, then, let's say like it was, had a balmum before, and then you amakdish it, so it's never chalak dushas aguf on it altogether. And then if you made a malika on it, so since the din of this oif is not to have a malika, but to have a shchitam, so if you make a malika, that's considered like an avela. So then the loch is, metame begodim abeis abluya. True, if someone would eat that basam, that's called a regular nevela now, and you'll have tumas nevela on you, you'll have a tumah of beis abluya. Now, Oktoni, it says on that, also the Mishnah explained, kol shehayiv sula b'kodesh, any time on those psulim we're talking about now, that all those psulim we had, a psulim b'kodesh means from the first Mishnah, where the zrika, or the hazor of the chatesayif, was done, the maladon in the wrong place, so that's called the psul b'kodesh, it says clearly, imolu lo yerdu, that if the b'dievet, after you made the hazor in the wrong place, so even though the chatas oif is tossel, still if you put the emurim of it now on the mizbeach, it'd be kosher. Or the oilas oif, that's the oilas oif, the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. If you made the oilas oif, you made the hazor, lamata mechutas ikra, so it's a tossel oilas oif, but still the maise, but the evid, if it's put on top of the mizbeach, the dim will be as lo yerdu. Is so to yuftu the rabba, to yuftu, take a kash on rabba. So rabba says, now mishnah, there's things, the first avoid of the shechita was done b'dorim, or who I didn't, the Kabbalah was done b'dorim, since that's the beginning of the avoidus, that makes it so possible, that even b'dievet it was put on the mizbeach, the dam, the basar. It's yerdu, and over here, we see, not that here we see, these are also psulim akredish, the what? That the first avoida, the hazor, or the malika, was done in the wrong place, instead of being done lamala, it was done lamato. So called the first avoida was done with psul, but still the ma'isa, since an avoida was done to the yif, the malika was done to the yif, it has enough kedusha on it that imalu lo yerdu. says, oh, that's a kashan rabba. And not like Rabba learned in our Mishnah, the Rabba learned in the Psulim of our Mishnah, the din would be midirais, the mola would be yerdu. So if it's a tiyufton rabba. Here it's mashman, any time the psul happened in the Beis Hamikdash, where the korban was at one point kosher, and now b'shas you're doing any one of the dalar avodas, you make it posel right now. So therefore, the din is b'diavad emolu lo yerdu. Tadimor says, v'od the pligi bo rabba v'rab yosef, that's what we said before in the psulim of our Mishnah, where you made the shita of a Kodesh Kadoshim Bedorim, or the Kabbalah Bedorim, that Rabbi said, Imolu would be Yerdu. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, Imolu la Yerdu. That machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Shino, Pshitla le Rabbi Elazar. To Rabbi Elazar was poshet him, one way or the other way. But he did not have that doubt. What's the proof? Because the Yom Rabbi Elazar, Elazar says, Oilas, Bomis Yochid, let's say you are Makdish a Korban Elo, to bring on a Bamas Yochid, the Zman, the Heter Abamas, you not have the Beis Hamikdash, you not have the Mishkan, or Bim Kaimai, so therefore there was the Heter Abamas. So if you set aside a Korban to bring a Korban Ola on a Bamas Yochid, so Locha is by a Bamas Yochid, there's no Din Sofen, you do not have to make the Shechita on Sofen side, there's no Psal Yotzei, so that's the Locha's Bamas Yochid. What happened was now, Sheikh Nislefnim, you brought it inside, I mean you brought it to the Mizbeach of the Tzibur. You brought it to be brought Lakabim Mizbeach, that's called the Bamas Tzibur. If you makab it on the Bamas Tzibur, then the Loch was yes, it's Toyin Sofen, and then you have a Psul Yotzei. So what's going to be, Lechatchila, you will makdish this Tehema to be brought on the Bamas Yochid when you had a right to. And then instead of bringing it on the Bamas Yochid, you brought it into the Bamas Tzibur, which you could do that, you could allow it to. You'll have to do that also. Tomorrow says the law.